Okay, good morning. This evening I want to speak, as the President announced this morning, about something I hope will be interesting. Okay, have all the plays on words. One aspect of the very broad and complex area of halacha called Hilchos Ribbis, the laws of interest, I want to speak specifically about Ribbis L'dvar Mitzvah, paying or collecting interest on a loan when a mitzvah is involved. In order to get to that, we'll start first with the pasuk in this morning's Seder, Parshas Mishpatim, Parak Chof Beis, pasuk Chof Dalad. The Torah says, "In kesef talve asami." The word "im" is understood here to mean when you lend money to somebody. Esani mach, the poor person, and so on. Lo clo kenosha, lo clo kenosha. Don't deal with him or act towards him like a creditor. Lo sisimun alav neshech. You're not allowed to impose interest, charging interest upon him. Rashi comments here in this pasuk, again pasuk parakav beis pasuk of Dalid. Rashi says, "Neshech." What is neshech? Neshech means ribbis, interest. How does the Rebbe know she's? How does the word neshech come to mean ribbis? Shehu kineshichas nochosh. It's like the bite of a snake. In neshicha nun shin yud chaf hey. That's the word neshech. Related. It's like a bite. She noshech noshech chabur ktana baraglo. A snake will bite a guy in the foot. Right, and it'll make a very small incision. Not exactly, not like a lion that takes a huge bite out of a, you know, out of your leg or something like that. Snake makes a very tiny incision. There ain't no margish, and to the point you not even feel it. It's like just a prick, a pin. Upitom, whom invades an ofer had cut. All of a sudden, it goes through your nervous system and so on, and you know, you feel it in your head, right, in seconds. So kach ribis, so too when you charge interest. Ain't no margish. You first there, another couple bucks, big deal. But as you keep, you know, and some people have credit card debt. The test, you know, it keeps piling up, interest on top of interest. So, you know, it's not even noticeable. Eino nizkar, eino nikar, ad haribis ola umechasro mamon harbe. The interest increases and increases until it takes away, you know, a ton of money. So that's what the Rashi says on this isser of not charging interest. Now, what exactly is the isser? How do we understand the isser? So, as many people are familiar, there's a parak in Maseches Bava Metzia called Parak Ezehu Neshech, the fifth parak of Bava Metzia. So at the beginning of that, very beginning of that parak, it's Daf Samach Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, what exactly is Neshech? Ezeo Neshech. Hamal v'sela behei dinorin. Right? The example, a person lends somebody a sela. A sela is a certain amount of money. It's the equivalent of four dinarin. Four dinarin, like four quarters make a dollar. So four dinarin make a sela. And he lends him a sela behei dinorin. And he tells the borrower, the lender tells the borrower, you can borrow this sela, you got to pay me back five dinarin. That's the classic example of Neshech. That's a rash. She says, "Ezehu neshech, shehu noshech, the shaklam inay ma'idelo yahevlei," because it's considered neshech, because he's taking back someone who doesn't belong to him. He only lent them four dinar, so now he's taking back five. That's exactly what is meant by neshech. So that's just in terms of a simple definition. Now, again, as I said, this issur is formulated in our sedra, but a little more detail is presented later in the Chumash in Parashas Behar, in Vayikra Perak Chaf Hei Pasuk Lamed Zayin. There it says, "As kaspecha lo si," well, it begins by talking about a poor person. You have to lend him money and so on and so on. I'll read actually all the pasuk and starts with pasuk lamed hey. There it says, "V'chiyabucha chicho mato yado imach ve'chazakta bo gevres v'shal v'chai imach." A person becomes impoverished, and he's falling down and so on, falters. You're supposed to try and help him. "Al tikach mito neshech v'sarbis yoresim lakecha v'chir chicho imach." Don't take interest in, you know, in neshech and tarbis. That's what that Mishnah in the beginning of Ezeh Neshech talks about, the difference between neshech and tarbis. Not for us right now. Again, it's a form of interest. And then it says in pasuk lamed zayin, "Es do not take from him interest," or do not actually give your money to him for interest, and don't give your food to him for also to interest and so on. And what's important about that point is that, as Chazal learned, we'll see it inside in the Shulchan Aruch, that et kaspecha lo siten lo b'neshech means that real neshech on a doraisa level is when you, at the time of the loan, this stipulation is made. It's understood at the time of the loan. And in order for something to be what's called ribis d'oraisa, or as the Chacham call it, ribis ketsutza, a fixed amount of ribis, it has to be that the ribis was set up, or this condition was set up at the time of the loan. In Yoredeya, these dinim are found in the second chelik of Yoredeya. So in the Simon Kuf Samach Vov of Yoredeya, in Sivkot and Zion, the Shach makes a comment, "Delo havi ribis ketsutza, ela kishakotes bishas halva'a." When you at the time of the loan, it's set up that way from the very beginning. Both the lender and the borrower understand at that point, and it's fixed at that point. I'm lending you $1,000. You got to pay me back $1,100. That's called ribis katsutsa. That's what's asur midoraisa, and that's really the classic case of ribis. Again, very often when you borrow from a bank and so on, you sign papers understood, or credit cards understood. That's set up at the very beginning that if you borrow, so you have to you're gonna have to pay back extra. That's the classic example. Again, I read the words of the Shach. If you're there, some kuf. Why? If the darshan from that pasuk in Parshas Behar, since the phraseology of the pasuk in Perek Chafei pasuk Lamazan Avikra is Kaspecha Lo Sitain Lo Bin Neshech. So that's how they derive. I don't think the Gemara actually has that specific drasha, but the Shach quotes it Harav Magid. He's quoting him from the Magid Mishnah. So that is one classic or the classic example of Ribis Ktsutsa, a rib which is also Midoraisa. In the Chiddush of Rabbi Akiva Eger, printed right there in Yerodei Simon Kuf Ksamet Vav, commenting on that Shach, the Diramasel Kishakotzit, he has another a variation, but it would also be Midoraisa. He says, Imhoya Hamos Etzol B'Pikodon. Let's say the borrower had the lender's cash in his hand. He'd asked him to watch this, you know, I'm going away and I have this cash in my house, I'm afraid to leave my house, so you hold on to this, you know, $1,000 for me. So it belongs to the lender, and he'd ask the borrower to watch it as a Pikodon. And then the fellow, you know, when the lender came back, let's say the guy whose money it is came back, so the borrower said, listen, if you don't need this money, I could use a loan, right? Can I use this money? He said, okay, but you got to give me back $1,100. So it's a slight variation, said Akiva Eger, because it wasn't at the time that he gave him the money, it wasn't given as, you know, on the condition he pays back ribis. The borrower already had the money in hand, but says Akiva Eger, it doesn't matter. That's also ribis ktsutsa. He says, Mikre Shas Nesina. That's still called the Shas Nesina. Even though technically the money was already in the borrower's hands, the cash was already in the hands, still the Kiva Eger says that's also called Shas Nesina. The Ha'otzah Merishus L'Rishus Mikri Nesina. The transference from his right to use it to his right, that's called Shas Nesina. It doesn't have to be the exact moment of the physical transfer of the cash. That's what Kiva asks. And he quotes it from, you know, so that's another example of a Doraisa. And then there's a third situation, which is actually the subject of a machlokas between the Rambam and the Raivid. Hilchos Malva Velova. Hilchos Malva Velova in Perek Vav, Halacha Gimel. The Rambam writes, Horu Rabosai, Shehamalva Eschavero, Ulaachar Zman Tova Chovo, Omelo Halova Dor Bechatzer Ad Sheachzilo Chovo, Harei Zavak Ribis Levishalo Kotlatz Bishas Havo, Shnemalo Site Lo Beneshech. The Rambam says, how about the following situation? The lender lent the borrower money, and then the term of the loan was up, and there was no ribis attached to it at that time. Okay, he's going to give back just the cash. But now the borrower asks for an extension. Right, can't pay back today when the thing came due, so he asks for an extension, and he says, again, Tova Chovo, right, the bar lender came back and demanded his, you know, asked for his money, so the borrower said to him, Dor Bechatzeri, you know, I'll let you live for free in my property, whatever, until I pay you back, and that's a form of ribis. Says the Rambam, that's Hareza Avak Ribis. Avak Ribis is literally dust of ribis, that's the Rabbanon. Ribis Ktsutsa is also the Raisa. Okay, and Avak Ribis is also the Rabbanon. So it's still also the Rabbanon here because it's still charging interest, but the Rambam is of the opinion that that's not Doraisa Ribis, because again he says L'fishalo Kotzatz Vishas Halva, because nothing was specified, the amount was not designated at the time of the loan, and again it quotes that pasuk Shnemalo Sitan Lo Beneshech. That's the position of the Rambam, and he says Horu Rabosai. This was the psak of my Rebbein. The Ravid comments on that Rambam, Horu Rabosai, Omar Avram, Chaye Roshi, Lo Yofe Horu. My opinion, they didn't paskin. Horu Rabosai means my Rebbein paskin this way. So Ravid said, guess what? They didn't paskin properly. Lo Yofe Horu. Shim Higia Zmana Piron, V'Arvach Leizmana Mishumahu, Dira, Kishas Matamos Damya. Okay? No, he says that's the same thing as if it's the giving of the money. It's an extension of the loan. So it's similar. Again, he obviously, Rukiv Eger lives later. later. But it's like the case of Akiva Eger. The guy had the cash in hand, and now he extends and says, I want to use this money. That was also called Shas Nesina. So the Ravid disagrees with the Rambam and says, that's not Avak Ribbis, that's real Ribbis. That's Ribbis Ketilta, even though it was already in the guy's hand because he had originally gotten the loan with no charge of interest. But now, in effect, he's extending, so there was a Shas Nesina, even though it wasn't a physical Nesina. And he brings a Raya from Kiddush, and then of Arev, again, the details are not relevant to us, but that's the position of the Ravid. So it's a Machlokas, the Rambam and the Ravid. The Magid Mishnah there, Halach Gimel, he says, Ein Bezer Raya Min HaGemara. He says, there's no Raya this way from the Gemara, one way or the other in this Machlokas. Magid Mishnah, there's a Raya in the Gemara. And it's a Dittu came out, Kosum She'amalo Sitain, Nira Shalaba Hu B'Shas Nesina. Okay? He says, the Pasuk uses the Lashon of Lo Sitain, that's where, I said before, there's no Gemara that makes that drosha, the Kiveg Horosa, or the Shach, we started with, in the Kuf Samach Vav, Sukkot and Zion, also mentioned that from this Magid Mishnah. There's no Gemara that has a drosha, but it's a deer from the language of the Torah. The Magid Mishnah says a number of people disagree with the Rambam and hold that it's not Avak Rib, it's not Ribbis Drabon, it's Ribbis Doraisa. Okay? They said very nice, but the Rabbi, nor the Rambam, nor the Rashbo had a Raya from the Gemara. Okay, not the first, not the last. That's what the Magid Mishnah says. In the Shulchan Aruch, both deities are found. In the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Siman Kuf Samach Vav, here in Yoredei, Siman Kuf Samach Vav, Sivkot and Beis, the Mechaber quotes, Amar Lehilveni Bedor B'chatzari Kaimel Agra HaBaribis Ksutza V'lo Kaimel Agra B'Avak Ribis, and Ramon makes a distinction, so it's a Machlokas, the Mepharshim explains, since they didn't specify an amount, the Rambam holds it's only Avak Ribis, but as we said before, the Shulchan Aruch continues, V'yesh Omrim Shu Ribis Ksutza, some say it's Ribis Ksutza, and the Shach writes, V'kotn Ches, V'cheinu Askomas Rova Poskim. Most Poskim say it's Ribis Ksutza, against the Rambam, like the Ravid, like the Rambam, okay, Machlokas, we've shown him, and that's all Ribbis Ketutza. So now I've just set up for you what is the Doraisa case of Ribbis. However, there are many examples of Avak Ribbis, many cases of Ribbis Drabanan, which is also, let's say, it wasn't the time, it was before the loan. Let's say I want to interest this guy, no pun intended, I want to get this guy to give me a loan. So for a few weeks, I send him the flowers before Shabbos, and I do all these things, and then get him to give me the loan, so there may not have been any interest attached to the loan, but I already, gave him, in fact, stuff in advance. That's Ribbis Drabanan. Or afterwards, let's say the guy, gave me a loan, $1,000, only maybe paying back $1,000. But from that, now the next several Shabbos, I sent him a thank you, I sent him flowers and so on. So there's all kinds of questions. How long after is it somebody I usually send flowers to? But again, that's an example of Ribbis Drabanan. Also, sometimes there's Ribbis Drabanan on Ribbis Dvarim. Just sometimes overly flattering a person. Right? You talk to the person and you build it up. There's even discussion in Poskim, if somebody lends somebody money to print the safer. Am I allowed to print, in the introductory page, thank you to the wonderful, overdo it sometimes. So those are questions, but those are all cases of Ribbis Drabanan. So, and there are many such examples. But as far as tonight's question is concerned, so let's try and look at a few things that will relate. Let's say I have a situation where I tell the guy, okay, I'll lend you $1,000, and you only have to pay me back $1,000. I'm not collecting any interest from you, but I want you to give a donation to my children's yeshiva, for $100. Okay, that's certainly not going to be Ribbis Doraisa, but is that going to be mutter? So that's it. Stock it, right? I'll give it to the stock of your choice. Okay, I'm lending $1,000. You don't have to pay me back $1,000. Why don't you give $100 to the stock of your choice? All right. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch again. This is Yoredeya. This is in Siman Kuf Samech. Some Kuf Samech in Sif Yud Dalid. Some Kuf Samech Sif Yud Dalid. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Asur Lomar Al V'Chol Mana Abanasha Titein Zuz Leploni." Right, and it was the same thing. Let's say I say, "Okay, I'm not going to charge you interest, but I have a friend who needs the money. You pay me back. I lend you $1,000. You pay me $1,000 back. But this guy needs money. Give him $100. He's a poor person. Give him $100. Right? So Shulchan Aruch says that's Asur. Okay, again, Asur Loma Sif Siman Kuf Samech in Yoredei Sif Yudal. Asur Loma Al V'Chol Mana. I'll give you this money. Al Menashe Titein Zuz Leponim, but give a certain amount to so and so." And in the parentheses, probably the Ramah, O Lehektish. Okay, instead of to another person, you also have to bring it to Hektish. Okay, and,
taking over his garden, and that's the reason it's derivative.
Okay, however you want to say, yeah, okay, you can say it that way, but the point is...
Why would it be?
Right, so the thing is, it says not allowed, a feeling was supported over Kachav, Mafuish, and Ochayav, lo, Ribbis Ketutza, this is considered Ribbis Ketutza, who is a he of the Shulchan Aruch, right, so this is the Raisa. Okay, not everybody agrees to that. But that's what says in the Chumash. It has in parentheses, and it's in the Ramah script, even though it doesn't say Hagor before it, we'll assume that it's a Ramah. It says, Ola Hektish. Even if he's telling the person, I'll give you $1,000, you give me $1,000, why don't you give $100 to Tzalka? That would also be, maybe that's a, what you said is a lumdus behind it, but that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Now again, it's not universally agreed to. The Radvaz has a tshuva in Chelek Vav, tshuva Shnei Alofim Shin Vav. 2306, a lot of tshuvas. So the Radvaz writes, he was asked this very question, I'll lend you money and you'll give a certain amount of tzedakah. Dovar Zeh, he says, Hanam Rabbi Yisrael b'shem atosus to osur. He quotes, as some say, taka osur, that's what we just read. However, says the Radvaz, the Dovar temahu, deholo chosra Torah, deholo osra Torah, el ribis gimura, haba mehalo velamalver. The Torah asks when the ribbis is paid from the borrower to the lender. That's the case of ribbis, says the Radvaz. Okay? And you want to tell me, Ma'as, this is certainly not also Doraisa, and Ma'as Lechalameh, but Rabbanon Gozu Hocho, Kevanika Takantanim, Lo Gozer. And maybe you want to argue that there's such a thing as Rabbanon, you know, like you give it to another person. Okay, but you want to make a case, yeah, Rabbanon wouldn't like such a thing, but if it's for a mitzvah, maybe there are Lo Gozer Rabbanon, that's going to help out the Tztoker. Uda Kavos, I mean, Gabri Nixi Yasomim, we'll see that later. Ba'filib Ribis Doraisa, Mutula Havos, Moshe Tztoker. The discussion will come to Shor Advaz says, that's a related question. Can a tzedakah organization lend money to somebody who needs the money and charge with this because now the tzedakah has more money, right? They'll make some money. Is that ribbis? And right, that's an interesting question. You have a yeshiva, you have an institution that is a community, let's say, institution, so they know someone's in need and they set it up, we'll lend money and charge interest. And the interest, no one's making a personal profit on it, but the tzedakah now has more money. Yeshiva has more money, now has more money at its disposal. Yeah. Right, that's true. That's true. I mean, what's the Yevet Mahani risk? Okay. Yeah. Right, that's a very important point. I'm not going to have time to get into Moshe Feinstein discusses that most shuls and most yeshivas are incorporated today are incorporated where it wouldn't apply anyways. Right. I'm glad you brought it up. I'm sorry that I didn't say it. It's correct. But let's assume, in this case, it wasn't incorporated. It was a smaller group. But you're correct. And Barry's point is that since most institutions today are for legal reasons and so on are incorporated, so it is a different story. It's a correct point. But Radvaz was talking about before that time. Okay, but anyway, the point is, he seems to say that it's mutter, and he brings a rye from Yisham. We'll see all that later. He says, and he says, those who argue only argue with the case of actual ribbis daraisa, not on a drabonim. And at the end, he writes. Even though the lender gets some benefit from it, after all, he's helping the tzedakah, so maybe they'll honor him at the dinner or something like that, you know, because he got more money. But still, he says, "Mutter dafilavus tzutza." He tirbi Yushalmi. We'll get that Yushalmi. Kol shekein hocha chada de eni surah medrabanan vika takonas aniyin. It's for the benefit of aniyin and the tzedakah v'su. Telo matal yad malva hano gemura. No direct benefit comes to the lender from this arrangement, and certainly not something that you can see. And he said, the Chaim said, the Tshuva Acher is the Mutter Ubos Beruskutik De Lefarnes O'Aniyim Im Lohar Lehem B'ma Lefarnes O'Am V'Samach De'Ali V'Shalmi. So the Radvaz holds clearly in this Tshuva that it is Mutter to tell the guy, well, I'm not going to charge you interest personally, but you can give it to its stock.
Proposition and deal
as the
issue
is set. So that's a good question, because there he is benefiting. The Rabbaz's point will write. That might be different. I agree, because he says at the end there's no hanah, no direct hanah for the mal, but in your case there is direct hanah. That could be. That might be. Yeah, I don't know, it might be. You can definitely make the case. Look, again, I read to you before, the Shulchan Aruch says, you know, I do it all together, but I'm just showing you that some disagree. The Chidor and the Birkei Yosef on that siman, Kuf Samech, and Sivkot and Yudalid, Mutter Lomer Lechavero Alvel Chomona Kadesha Titein Dino Itztoka, Bechein Mutter Lomer 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 He quotes the Radvaz in his Tshuva. He doesn't even mention in the Chidor that people disagree with it. So there's certainly poskim who allow it. In more recent times, the Minchas Yitzchak, Dain Yitzchak Weiss, and Eir Haredes in Yerushalayim, he has a Tshuva in Chelek Vav, Simon Ayin Ches, Hamal Ve'Moos B'Tnai She'Yizchaya V'Halo Ve'Loseis O'Lekabet Skum Moos V'Shut Stoka Imesh V'Zeh Chashash Ribbiz. Okay, he writes in this situation, he has three reasons why it's mutter to do it. Okay, Aleph, when he quotes the Machane Ephraim, the Aniyim is a different situation altogether. All right, because after all, the money it's like a hefker, has no bailim. Okay, that's one thing we'll see in a Rashba later. Number two, it could be that the borrower himself is an ani, so he'll get the later benefit from it. And number three, he quotes some others that based on a Rashba, that since it's the community's responsibility anyway, someone has to give out money to the Aniyim, so this is contributing to that. In any event, I'm just showing even recent to Poskin have a kula here, and therefore they permit a person to charge not interest to make personal profit, but to give money to tzedakah. Now, I just want to read you, there are a couple of interesting tshuvas from the Rashba, which again the Minchas Yitzchak just alluded to, so we'll take a look at a couple of them inside. One is in Chelek Dalad Simen Samach Gimel, okay, which is a different angle of this question, okay, and that's the question: can a stock itself? Okay, I'll read the question. Nichse hekdesh harem kinichse yisom lahalvos on karav l'soch v'rochok lehefsedim lab. Can the stock organization, can they lend and charge interest? Like I said before, the case we just read was a slightly different case. The case we read was the stock organization isn't doing anything; they're getting the benefit from a private arrangement between a borrower and a lender, where the lender told the borrower, "Don't pay me interest, pay them." So we saw that it's a machlokes. A number of people are making. This is a slightly different situation. Okay, so he first distinguishes maybe there's a difference between hektish, which is kodshe shamayim, hektish mamish hektish, beis hamikdash hektish. Okay, hektish mizbeach, hektish berakabayis, as opposed to hektish aniyim. Okay, and he writes, da ki hektish shamayim mutar berubis ktutza dvar Torah. All right, because the whole lashon is achicha. That's the pasuk Pesukim Parshas Behar says v'chei achicha imah. So that implies a relation between people as opposed to hektish. Okay, and that doesn't include hektish. He proves from various gemaras. Anyway, later on he says, "Umos shel hektish aniyim mistabra shemutol halvosam korov l'schar v'rochok lehefsid kimol shel yisom," where you can invest it in what looks to be a positive investment. I'll get to that in a second. Well, that's the language of the gemara. The korov. So again, I'm skipping over because we'll get to it in the gemara. It says korov l'schar or korov l'schar v'rochok lehefsid. The type of a loan where the likelihood. It's an investment where it's very likely you'll make a good profit. Okay, and then the question is how likely, but that's what he says. But here's the key line: V'karov ani lomar she'ein ribis af lehektish aniyim. My opinion is there is no issue of not only hektish kodshe shamayim mizbeah berkabayis, but my opinion, I'm a karov ani lomar. It seems to me, says the Rashba, again this is in Tshuvas Chelek Dalet and Samach Gimel, that there's no issur of charging interest on money that belongs to the aniyim. Lefi shemos elu ein lahem bali yadum. Nobody owns it. The whole issur of a ribis is well, I have money. It's my money. I'm lending it to you. Here, the money doesn't belong to anybody in particular. It's mamon aniyim. There's someone in charge of it from the community, but it's a kupa, right? It's an institute, it's an entity that has money on him, but there's no bailim on it. So that's why the Rashba says it's allowed. At the end, he does say, "We call makom lola ma'isa ani omel alvos and rubis ktutza of the kar v'sachar v'chak lehefsid kemosrei someone nearly adaber borishem mutar." I don't want to go all the way and say that even rubis ktutza is a better, and under certain circumstances will be allowed. So that's an important tshuva from the Rashba. Later on, in another tshuva, there's a collection of tshuvas in the Rashba called Charles the Chuvas Rashba Hamiyuchasos LaRamban. They originally thought it was from the Ramban. Rashba was a Talmud of the Ramban. But anyway, there in the Chuvas Hamiyuchasos, they call it, in Reish Chaf Beis, He writes, Mos biyasha biyad gizborim, sheikdishum balam aniyim, imutal rosim ribis Allah. Same question. I asked him, I guess, on a different occasion. Money which gizborim are the treasurers, you know, they have the money in their hands, which the bailim, the people who donated it for aniyim, right? And there's one person in charge, or a group of people in charge, the gaboy tzoke. Are you allowed to lend that money beribis? So the Rashbo writes, Tshuva, shuras hadin nirla alocha shemutar, shalom osra Torah ela ribis haba miyad lo velamalva. The only time this is a raisa is when you have money that goes from the borrower to the lender. Okay, the kan ain kan malva. Tremos hello, ain lahem bailin. It's not really a borrower. Who are you borrowing from? Right, there's no bailin here. Ain lahem bailin, you doing? The ain lacha ani shiachol ahotzi chelko miyad gizbar. No ani has the right to say, hey, that's my money that he lent. The aniyim don't have any claim on any particular dollar in that account. Okay, and therefore elahem mechalkin kirit sonim. It's given out. When it's given out, okay. Sometimes they'll give this guy more, that guy less. It's up to the gaboy stuck in town to decide what this person's needs are, what that person needs. No money has any claim on any particular dollar, okay. And to the end, he says. He thinks it's mutter for the organization to charge ribbis. At the end, again, he has some hesitation, writes, Ula halacha amarti lola maisa. That's the last words. As I'm saying it's a halacha, he remains a little hesitant to allow it 100% lemaisa. Finally, one other tshuva from the Rashbo on this subject, okay, is in an earlier tshuva, and you'll see why I mentioned it, because both the last two tshuvas talked about an organization that had money for the poor, right? It was aniyim. In this tshuva, this is in Chelek Aleph, Siman Tov Reish Samech Tes. Okay. Amar samchu akshav lahalvos mo shel Talmud Torah beribis liYisrael. Here, this tshuva is not talking about where the organization was a organization that distributed money to the poor, but rather was a yeshiva, the Talmud Torah. And apparently the practice, at least wherever the person lived that was sent to Shaila to the Rashba, the practice was, Amar samchu akshav lahalvos mo shel Talmud Torah, the money that was donated to the yeshiva, the Talmud Torah, was given to Jews beribis. So he says, Efshar hayalodun lahatir kevin she'en haribis bom memalva lova, yishmei lova lamalva. It's the same thing, because this is not what ribis is. The borrower is not giving interest to the lender. She'ain l'mamon zeb b'ilim yidu'im. Again, the same thing. Rashbo is consistent. There's no actual owners. El she'ain roi l'asos came, but then he says it's not a good idea. Pen yifritzu geder b'zeh mokom acha she'ish malvin l'fanei saktana v'talmidim shemokom v'shaleim l'shasim v'anasosim hudam v'ain zeh ribis el shemokom l'fanei saktana. He says he's hesitant to do it because people get into the habit and it's not so clear, and maybe that's what he meant in the other places. The other tshuvas also that we read, that he means the halacha of lola maisa. In other words, I think what the Rashbo is driving at is that it's not a good idea because it's somewhat of a gray area. And if the Talmud Torah is going to lend it, then you might run into situations where you lend it in an improper fashion. But in any event, in all the common denominator of all these tshuvas from the Rashbo and the earlier tshuvas that we saw is that in a certain circumstance, anyway, it's mutter to lend public or tzedakah funds and charge ribis. Where does this concept come from in the Gemara? So I alluded to, we read it before, but now I said we'll see it inside. So here it is. It's a Gemara in Bava Metzia, daf Ayin Amud Aleph. Ayin Amud Aleph. It says Amar Rab in the middle of the page. It says Amar Rabba Bar Shela Amar Chista Amila Amar Rabba Bar Yosef Bar Chama Amar Rav Sheshes. Whoever exactly said it, most shall yisomin. Money orphans. You have orphans who are under the age of bar mitzvah, or actually in this case, under the age, even could be older than bar mitzvah, but under the age where they really knew how to manage their own funds. So as you know, mother halachas, the bezdin would appoint what's called an apotropos, right? A court-appointed, what do you call it, a guardian, I guess, a court-appointed executor. Well, administrator who would, who manages their funds for them, until they grow old enough to be able to, let's say both parents died, but they left an estate behind the kids, okay, if a 5-year-old kid, he'll sell you the house for a lollipop, right? There was someone appointed by the court, to administer their funds properly. So it says, Moshe is on mutter lahavosan, karov lesachar, verochok lehefsin. Okay, you're mutter to sell, to lend it in this way. What does that mean, karov lesachar, verochok lehefsin? So Rashi explains. Shiyu yisomim notlin chelek b'schar ve'ein notlin chelek behefsid. Okay, what does it mean? You set up like this. Here's the apotropos. He's the business guy, right? So let's say there's $100,000. I'm going to invest this $100,000, whatever, a percent, I'll invest, whatever the amount of money is. The guy will invest it. And if it'll make a profit, if it'll turn a profit, so I, the investor, I'm going to take a share of that profit. Okay, but if it's a loss, I'll absorb the loss. In other words, their money is not going to lose. That's the setup. In other words, the money belonging to the assomim, that's no risk. For me, I'm managing this. I have a chance to turn a profit, right? And we'll split it 50-50, whatever the terms exactly are. So the Yisroelim can gain, but they can't lose. Now, in a certain sense, one could argue, well, you know, that's similar to ribbis. They're getting back, and there's no risk, right? So, but that's what it says. That's what's mutter. She used to, again, I'm reading Rashi, Karv L'Sachar. She yusom im not in chelek b'sar, v'ein not in chelek b'hefzad. Aval ribbis mamish lo. Okay? But you can't, but the Gemara does not allow absolute ribbis with the Yisomim's money. Okay? Elamashi stakru mosei nachloku. Okay? But the prophet will split. Afa, the bedikni osur, the whole issue is only avak ribis, Rashi proves, and with rabbanan uviyasmi lo gozus liyachlu ma'osem lahachilam putach aputa. Right? Basically, it's a kula with money belonging to Yisomim on ribis to rabbanan, because it's not absolute ribis here. Right? They're gaining something without a risk, but it's not real ribis. That's because in effect, what's happening here? The Yisomim are lending this apotropis, this administrator, their money. Right, and they're going to get back more. Right, they're going to get back. Now it's an investment, but they don't stand to lose anything. In other words, they're getting back more than they lent. In effect, so usually in an investment, you stand to lose. Right, I mean, you can invest money, so you may gain, you may lose. That's not ribbis. But here, it's set up that they're not going to lose. So that's why it's life. It's only to our bottom. It's not real ribbis because there's no, like we said before, we defined ribbis ksusa before. So that's not real ribbis. Therefore, it's only this ribbis to our bottom. You saw them and so on. There's a special cooler. That's basically the idea over here. Rashi earlier, that was on Daf Ayin Amud Aleph. Rashi earlier on Daf Samach Beis, just he spells it out. Dimasu b'dineinu, top Rashi. He says, "Abak ribisu kevin de zinin she'eno sin peros shakromin lokin ainzu ribis tutsa." It's not ribis tutsa because it may not make any money. It was this investment, he'll invest in a field and then all the fruits rot. Okay, so it's not absolute ribis because there's no guarantee that it's going to bring. Usually, an ordinary ribis is a guarantee. I'm lending you $1,000, you give back $1,100. Here, since it's an investment that the apotropos is making, so that the Yisomim stand not to gain anything. Let's say it loses, so they won't lose, but they won't gain anything either. It's not absolute ribis. In any event, the idea is that there's this kula with the money of the Yisomim, and that's what's going to be the basis for this notion of relating it to tzedakah. The Beis Yosef. And I couldn't find the tshuva. He quotes, this is the Beis Yosef in same stem and Kuf Samach in Yoredeya, writes, Kosav Rashbob Tshuva is a different one of the tshuvas that I think, I'm not sure, but he quotes Yushalmi, which I don't know where it is, but I'll read it from the Beis Yosef. The truth is that in the newer Beis Yosef, where they tell you where everything is, I couldn't find it in either reference. So, okay, anyway. Like I told you before, they set it up that the Yisomim will get half the profit. Okay, they're only going to gain, but they won't stand to lose. That's just, I'm just showing you that that's not considered Ribbis Gemura, and therefore it's Mutter with the property of the Yisomim. Now, all that having been said, the Rambam paskins in Perek Dalad of Hilchos Malva Velova Halacha Yud Dalad, Perek Dalad, just a second, Perek Dalad Halacha Yud Dalad, Michse Yisomim Mutter Litein Osam Adam Neman Sheyesh L'Nechosim Tovim Kor L'Sachav Rochuk L'Hefzid. You are allowed to make this investment with an honest person. It looks like it's going to be successful and so on. Ketzad Omer Lo Tien No Seve No Sin Bahem. You know, do business with this money belonging to the Yisomim. Im Yesham Revach Tein Lohem Chelkam Min HaRevach Im Yesham Hefzid Tafsid Ato Levadecha. Right? If there's a profit, split the profits with them, like I explained to you before. And if there's a loss, then you'll absorb the loss. Shazeh avak ribis hu, that's ribis drabonon. Again, avak ribis is a term for ribis drabonon. V'chol avak ribis eina asura elam divrehem. Avak ribis only asura drabonon. Uve nichse yisomim lo gozer, paskins the Rambam. Nichse yisomim, they were not, they weren't gozer. Exactly. And it says like that as well in the Shulchan Aruch, back in Simon Kuf Samach again, same Simon, Yerdeya, in Sif Yud Ches, and the Chaber writes, kol ribis drabonon mutter bimo so yisomim. Right? And now he throws in as well, O shel hektesh aniyim, O Talmud Torah, O Tzorech Beis HaKnesses. The Gemara was only talking about Yisomim. But the Mechaber, based on another Yisholim, extends it to other mitzvah areas. What's the idea of the Yisholim? Because somebody's got to take care of these poor kids. No, it's a mitzvah, right? So the Mechaber clearly extends this from, again, his Lashon is, Osho Hekdesh Aniyim, other types of mitzvah, based Talmud Torah, based Haknesses, and the Rambo adds, V'chein Noagim L'Hokel. Okay, and that's the minute to be Mekel. The Afogad Yesh Machmir, it's only Mutter by Bezin, and so it doesn't, you know, basically he says that it's Mutter to do all of this. So therefore, we now have a psak that not only is it mutter, based like the Gemara says, to lend to charge interest and so on, and you know, to work like that with Yisomim's money, but with other tzedakah for other tzedakah purposes as well, it's mutter. Now, truthfully, the Shach writes in Sifkot Mechav Vav, "V'chol amakom." The Rambam says "V'chein Noagin," but the Shach writes, "V'chol mekom shayisi lo raisi min egzeh." I never saw people do that. What do I mean? That's what people do. V'gam chakarti v'darashti v'lo shamati shenogin kain. Okay? And it's rumors to Rabbanan, and the only way they ever did something is in a way that is totally mutter. Like we can sometimes lend money with interest. It's called the Shtar Heter Iska, where you set up a business arrangement and so on and so forth. The Shach says, with due respect to Rechab and Ramah, I don't see that this is followed, even though he says that it is the minig. So the Shach questions this practice, doesn't think it's right. However, others accept it, the Noda Yehuda has a tshuva in Madura Kama, Chelek Yeredeya, Simen Mem. Rabbi Huda has a tshuva, and at the end of the tshuva, he writes, Chein Nahagti Anei Kama Pomim. I myself followed this kula. Diosi Be'eretz Malatisha Nasati Zuze Diasme. I am personally, I guess the trust in Rabbi Huda as the Rav, they put him in charge of money belonging to Yisom. He said, I personally did this. Okay, Karl Vesach Marathu Behefsu, that kind of an investment. V'chein Kasavti Bishtar Iska Shosisi Makabo Shazer Zuze Ziasmi V'shekibu Karl Vesach. I encourage other people to accept this money, to invest it. They'll absorb the loss in case it's a loss, but if there's a profit, the Yisom will get half. So again, despite the Shach's objection, the fact is Rabbi Huda says, not only does he agree that he said he did it himself? You know, so there's no better raya that he helped from it than to say that he did it himself. Similarly, the Chassam Sofer in a tshuva in Chelek Yoredeya Simon Kuf Lamed Hey. Chelek Yoredeya Simon Kuf Lamed Hey. He says that towards the end of the tshuva, he says, Tzorech Aniyim, again, it's the same topic, and he says a couple things. He says, extended to Tzorech Mitzvah. He says, Lasso Stokal Aniyim, Ligmal Chesed, Shal Emes, and Mesim, Pshita, the Havala Tzorech Mitzvah. It's other things, the Chavak Hadishan, other things that are needed, certainly Tzorech Mitzvah. And at the end of the tshuva, he writes, in the middle of the tshuva, he writes, and despite the fact that what the Shach said, at the end of the tshuva he says, "Upashut the tzorech hani aniim have kenifse yisomim b'shori kein niral and esdaite lahalacha ulamaisa b'li pikpuk." There's Hashem. So again, the Chassam Sofer also thinks that there's an absolutely valid heter. Now there is a Yerushalmi in Moikotten, which again we were talking about where you're allowing ribbis to be done with the property of Yisomim, or by extension other forms of tzaka. So there's Yerushalmi in Moed Katan and Perak Beis at the end of Halacha Gimel. It says explicitly, because who extended it to? I mean, the Gemara was only talking about Yisomim. Who extended it to other, you know, mitzvah organizations? So if the answer is there's a Makar in Yerushalmi. It's Perak Gimel, Perak Beis of Yerushalmi Moed Katan at the end of Halacha Gimel. So Yochanan, Amar Yochanan, Lovin Beribis Lechavuras Mitzvah Ulekiddush Achodesh. It's interesting. The Yerushalmi says, Rabbi Yochanan says, you can lend in ribbis for the benefit of Chavuras Mitzvah and for Kiddush HaChodesh. So the Karban Eda, which is one of the perushim on the page in Yerushalmi, Lovin Beribbis. So first, there's only the ribbis Darbana. Let's make that clear. He says only the ribbis Darbana, not real ribbis. Letzorech Sudas Chavuras Mitzvah. The Hainu Iber Shana B'Yesh Garz Letzorech Sudas Mitzvah Hainu Sudas Shabbos. Okay, it could be Letzorech. They would get together to make the Kiddush HaChodesh Iber Hashanah. So they would have a Suda, it was a mitzvah, you know, to do it, they would have a suda, so you're allowed to be malva beribis, to have the money to be able to do this sudas mitzvah. So this is already a different application in a way. It's not just that they're using it for profit, but they're using it for another mitzvah. Now the examples we gave before was the aniyim, so now the tzedakah had more money. But now we're saying even further, that's what this Yerushalmi implies, even further, in order to perform a mitzvah, okay, or to have money to perform a mitzvah, you can borrow beribis, okay, loven beribis. So it's like another step, so to speak. Now, again, we've had different, yeah.
So, crazy with this, you said you're allowed to I'm an individual, I'm going to lend money, do this arrangement.
Right.
I'll
get my private stuff back. We'll see. You're good. How far does it go? It's an excellent question. We're going to see. We'll see. I mean, I'll throw out. You'll see how, you know, the post we'll get to that. I believe we're almost there. But what I just want to mention to you, we've had different applications of this. We started with the application of, you know, are you allowed to tell, in a case of a personal transaction between two people, can you tell the guy, don't give me the money, give the money to its tzedakah? That was one application of tzedakah in this picture. That's with the Shohar, doesn't seem to allow, but the Advaz, the Rikai Yosef, and other Chmin Chasitzak, and more modern times allowed it. Then we had the question of the organization itself lending with ribbis, and now, as you say, we've come to a discussion. I'm just reading the open, and your question is well taken. Well, how far does it go? But let's see what it says. It says, the Sudas Shabbos, the Kiddush HaChodesh, says the Karbonei Latorach Sudas, Shosim Mishas Kiddush HaChodesh, fine, you're allowed to do all of this. Now, the Shibola Aleket, that's the Yerushalmi and Moed Katan. The Shibola Aleket quotes this with regards, because one of the things he said was Suda Shabbos. Shibola Aleket is a Rishon, and in the beginning of his discussion of Shabbos, it's Siman Nun Hey, he writes, Yerushalmi Perak Mishafach, as Esav, that's the Perak in Moed Katan, Amar B'Yochanan Lovin Beribis Lechavuris Mitzvah Lekiddush HaChodesh, and he says, Hu adin lechol sudas mitzvah, hu adin lesudas Shabbos v'yantiv shesudas mitzvahim. Okay, for such a thing as sudas Shabbos and sudas yantiv, you need the money, you're allowed to borrow, and the implication being that someone else can lend it, okay, for this purpose of somebody doing a sudas mitzvah. And in fact, the Magen Avraham quotes this in the Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Shabbos. In our Chaim Siman Reish Mem Beis, right at the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, first simon of Hilchos Shabbos, the Magen Avraham in Reish Mem Beis, the end of Sifkot and Beis, says, Lovin beribis letzorach sudas Shabbos or sudas mitzvah. You're allowed to borrow and pay interest in order to have the money for sudas Shabbos or another sudas mitzvah. Now, what exactly does this mean? So the Mefarshim on the page, we have different approaches. The Levushei, I'm doing the Mefarshim that are printed on the page in the Shulchan. The Levushei Srod comments, if I can find it here. And again, it was the end of Sukkot and Beis. Just a second. Just a moment. Yalovin Beribis, he says, Hainu, he says three magic words, which... the situation. Again, the case is, the Yerushalmi is talking about, Rabbi Yochanan says, I can borrow and pay interest if I'm using the money not to expand my kitchen or to buy a new car, but I'm using it for a mitzvah purpose.
Individual to individual?
Yeah, right, that's what I'm saying. Even individuals, we're on the third level now, right? We spoke before about giving. Right, huh? The case here is we're talking about the borrower use it, but to some extent that even the lender can use it. The lender doesn't seem to have to use it for a mitzvah. Let me read you the Rishalmi again. The Lashon Rishalmi is Lovin Beribis. Again, I'm going to quote it. Lovin Beribis. Lovin is borrowing. You borrow on interest for the purpose of using the money for a mitzvah. You're paying him interest, right. Now we'll see about the lender. But that's what it says. So now, but right off the bat, the Levushei Srod takes all the wind out of the sails by saying, yeah, Hainu B'derech Heter. Okay, not Ribbis D'Horaisa, not Ribbis D'Rabbanan either. B'Derech Heter, meaning with a Heter Iska, with a, you know, whatever the, now the question of what's the Chiddush, but okay, but he's saying a person should even be, so the Chiddush would be, you should be willing to do that because of the importance of Suda Shabbat. So according to Levushei Srod, we're not talking about any real Ribbis here, we're talking about Hainu B'Derech Heter, that's Levushei Srod. Also, on the page in the Shulchan Aruch here, the Nesiv Chaim, which is by the author of the Tosfos Yontif, comments on this Magen Avraham also, and he writes, Lo miris niver be'enai pirish min akum. Can I go to a bank? Okay, and from a goy where there's no issa, that's what it means. And again, the chiddush would be, ordinarily you wouldn't encourage it, but for a mitzvah, would encourage a person, min akum. He says, de below mitzvah asur, Kidizir Adeya. Avam Yisrael Asum Shumas Me'iver. You can't do it because the lender will be listening. Yeah, so they're both the Yilabush Yisrael and the Siv Chaim on the page.
Even from a bank,
you just said. No, it's usher. Yeah, that's a different thing. You're supposed to avoid it even with a guy. We discussed that once in the previous year. But anyway, so both these mafarshim on a page says the Mogad Avram, Shmuel Alekat, Yerushalmi. It's not talking about real ribbis. Now that's not what it said. The Karbana Eder commenting Yerushalmi says, and it's talking about on ribbis Drabbanan. But these poskim don't accept that. They said it's only talking about something which is not really Drabbanan. You shouldn't do it. You should generally try to avoid it. But in this case, for a mitzvah, it's allowed. The matzah Shekel, which is sort of the classic commentary on the Mogen, the Mogen Avram does not seem to have been written. Mogen Avram, I think, was written as almost his personal notes. It wasn't originally, as far as I remember once learning, the Mogen Avram did not write his parish as a parish to be printed. Right, he was sick, right. He died at a young age, yeah. Exactly. He just jotted things and said things and so on and so forth. It was not really written to be published. That's why you have the Matzah Shekel goes into all the detail, where it come from. The Mogen Avraham just threw stuff out. And he quoted Shimon like a here and a thing there. It wasn't really written as a, let's say the Chofetz Chaim wrote the Mishnah Berurah as a work to be published. He had it himself, yeah. Yes. Yeah, tell me about his sons and grandsons. Yeah, right. Son-in-law, but again, he saw it. He wrote it for publication purposes. Anyway, so that's why I have the Matzah Shekel on the Mogen Avraham, because he kind of fills in, you know, some of the blanks. At the end of Sukkot and Beis, he writes, Lovin Beribis, he also says, Hainu Migoy, Aval Zulosa, Afilu Misoa, Mumar Aser, Kim Latar Pikuach Nefesh. So it's only allowed for Pikuach Nefesh. You can't violate a Daraisa, even a Dabbanon, for Sudas Shabbos, Sudas Mitzvahs. All these Mepharshim on the Mogen Avraham, and don't accept that this is a very wide-reaching comment, and therefore would never be allowed. You'd never be allowed to borrow on ribbis, even for a mitzvah purpose such as sort of Shabbos or any other mitzvah. Finally, on this point, the Prima Gadim, the Eishel Avram, which is his comment on Mogen Avraham, he also says at the end, Loven beribbis beheter. Ve'ein loma yidchas, because you might argue we have a principle called asei dochalos asei, right? So maybe the asei of Shabbos, of having three sudas on Shabbos, we learn from three times the elements of asei, maybe should be doche this of ribbis, right? And that's a possible logic. So the Prima Gadim says, no, ein lomar yidocha asei, yidcha asei dachil Shabbos alav. Okay, because first of all, it's not at the same time. In order for asei dochalos asei, it has to be, the things have to happen at the same time. Here you're borrowing the money now, and later in the week, you're going to buy food for the Shabbos, not the Idna, and other reasons. But he says it's a malva over plus your point. You're getting somebody else to the malva. He's not doing the mitzvah here, so you're getting him to be over. And he at least the lova. Okay, he's going to spend it on Suda Shabbos. And the malva now, like you said before, makes a profit on it. Anyway, the Prima Gadim also insists, and all these posts can insist that that it's only it's only not even ribbis drabbanan. However, the Pisvei Tshuva, back in the Ordeya, in some Kuf Samach, in the Sifkot and Chof Beis, when it says that it's mutter, when it says in the Shulchan Aruch that it's mutter for Nitzei Yisol Mem, or for the Shul and all the stuff that we read before, so he says, I am the Mogen Avraham, he says, take a look in the Mogen Avraham in Sun Reishman Beis, Shakos of the Shem Shmuel Aleket, Lobin Beribis, the Torah Ksud Shabbos, the Smitzah, I am the Sefer Ber Yaakov Shom, and here Shakos of the Shem Beribis, the Rabbanon. Beribis Rabbanon is allowed. And he says, Uposhetu. So despite the fact that some of the commentaries on the Mogen Avraham disagree, the fact is that the Pesach Tshuva holds that it's mutter on a Durabbanan. There is a Tshuva, we'll move to finish up. Okay there? Just to finish up in a couple minutes quickly, there's a collection of Tshuvas called Shalos Tshuvas, Tshuva Me'ava. Alright? Tshuva Me'ava is by Rabbi Lezer Fleckles, who was a Talmud in Prague, a Talmud of the Nodeb Yehuda. So he has a Tshuva in Chelek Gimel Simen Shin Pei Vav. He says that the Dvarim Pshutim Me'od and so on, it's also for, he basically says that it's talking about Ribbis Drabbanan. And he quotes, the Pisvei Tshuva said to look in that Sefer Ber Yaakov, and he writes, I don't know who that is exactly, but that's what Pisvei Tshuva said. Take a look in the Sefer Ber Yaakov. So the Tshuva Me'ava quotes it. He says, okay, I got the Sefer Ber Yaakov. And he also understood the Mogen Avraham is talking about that it's Ayrib Ribbis Drabbanan. It's talking about Ribbis Drabbanan. He quotes the Gemara against the Matarid also. So that's actually now basically a major machlokas aposkim. What does the Mogen Avraham, based on Shmuel Aleket, based on Yerushalmi, mean? Does it mean it's only mutter, but it can't be real ribbis, not even the Drabbanan? Or do we say that it's mutter? filter on a darabona level. The Shulchan Aruch, I should mention, I forgot to mention this before. You asked how far it goes. Well, one second. The truth is that the Shach, a little bit later, in Siman, we'll move to finish up in a minute. The Shach in Siman Kuf, this is again all your day, obviously. The Shach in Shulchan Aruch says, in Siman Kuf, Ayin Beis, Sif Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Hamalvis Chavero, just a second. Just a moment. Yeah, there are more. No. I can't find it right now. Okay, there are more, right? Yesh Matir Lahalvos Al Sorim O Mekomos Beis HaKnefes, right? In order to find the places to sit and to buy seats and so on. But the Shach writes, he quotes in the Maharil, and he says, Mashmud HaPirber is Ktsutza Yesh Lahatir. Mamash, the other extreme. If it's for a mitzvah, then even the Raisa. We saw that some say, and I'm going to Avraham, it's not real rib, it's not even Rebbe Zarbonah. Then we saw the Tshuva Me'avo Be, the Fiskei Tshuva, they quote the Sefer Beryako, Zarbonah. He quotes the Ma'aril, possibly even, it's possible even Rebbe Ktsutza Yesh Lahatir. It's like most, so you saw him. It goes all the way back, perhaps, to that Radvaz that I read at the very beginning, who also seemed to suggest the possibility that even Rubis Tutz is allowed when it's for the purpose of a mitzvah. So it's just interesting, you have across the board. You asked how far it goes. You know, the guy's going to borrow for the weddings and for everything else. So the Darkei Tshuva, from the Munkasher Darkei Tshuva writes in the same Siman Yoreh Deah, in Siman Kuf Samech, in Chesukot and Kuf Memches. He says, "V'hu adin l'shamish u'lamaftir u'latara u'menorah other mitzvah things." Okay, and he writes, "Ayin chudas ma'ase Avraham." He says, "Shehela d'hu adin misha chiber sefer chidushi Torah v'rotz elahatvis olotzi elor." So I guess he published a lot of Torah. Okay, he says he needs to borrow money to publish a sefer. Mutter, he says, "Lo lumos b'avak ribis." Again, the rabbanon l'torah chotzar satfus d'zel b'chal mitzvah sagdolos, but not ribis tutsa. That far not. So again, your question, how far does it go? But you see where they took it. The Chido also, in the Sefer Machzik Bracha, on that Magen Avraham, he has a long piece on it, but I just want to mention one small part of it to finish up. He writes, Me'acha shekeinah nirah kemo shekosmer rabbanim ha'nizkorim yicholim lulvos miyisrael berubis drabbanon letzorech sudas mitzvah l'kiddush ha'chodesh, and it's not listen either. It's okay if it's okay to borrow it, then there's no issue on the malva either. It's a mitzvah. However, he says, it's hard to say that why should it be allowed for the malva. And at the end he writes, for Isiel Arav Moroktiya, that's a Yaakov Emdin, Shekosev Meshitus, no, like those other poskim, Dahainu Lubos Me'akom, the only mutter to buy off Magoi, and so on. Otherwise, what gain does the lender have, and so on. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Balatanya, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, also in Sim Reish Membeis, at the beginning, in Hilchos Shabbos, he also mentions the Siftes, Mutter Lulvos Beribis Shel Divrayim, Letzorach Sudas Shabbos, Yontov, Letzorach Shar Sudas Mitzah, Im Ef Shel Lulvos Below Ribis. He says at least you try first to get it without it, but that's the only choice. And Sifkot and Hey, he quotes that Yerushalmi, and some want to say that even Daraisa, it's allowed Ribis Ksutza, but he doesn't agree with that, he doesn't take that all the way. I have one other tshuva to call your attention to, and then we'll just read the Shabbos says in the Shalom Meshiv, Rabbi Shalom Nathanson in Madur Kamach Eleginos Siman Kuf Samach, he talks about marrying off a daughter. That's what his tshuva is. Okay, he says that the person tzara mitzvah, he named it tzara mekabel, and the word dinir letzadet hetem and shum delob ribis ork mitzvah. And but what about the fact that the malva is doing an issur? So he talks about that, and then he also discusses, well, maybe we can make such a case where the malva will use the money for a mitzvah also. But anyway, he speaks about, I just mentioned, you brought up the question, he spoke about lahasi bito, to have money for a wedding. In terms of the halacha, in terms of Hilchos Shabbos, so the Mishnah Berurah takes the more stringent view in all of this. Okay, again, this is Siman Reish Mem Beis, the first Siman in Hilchos Shabbos. And Mishnah Berurah writes it in Sivkot and Dalad. He says, Lovin Beribis, he says, L'tzorach Sudas Shabbos O Sudas Mitzvah, the Hainu Me Eino Yehudi. Okay, O Mi Yisrael B'derech Heter. Only from a goy or in a mutter way from the Yisrael. Okay, he does not say in the footnote in the Shaar Tzion. He says that's the position. He mentions numerous people. Okay, the low kemosher isi leechad shehitte beribis drabonim. Not like someone not to hit someone. He says leechad. The truth is, I just showed you, there's more than echad. Okay, but the Mishnah Berurah says what he says, and that's his psak. And going along with that, with this we manage the end. Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosa. Mm-hmm. Neubert in Perek Membe Chelik Beis Perek Membe Sikyu Tes. He quotes the Gemara in Beitz on Daf Teslov. The Gemara in Beitz says, "Bonai levu alive ani pareya." Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "For me, you borrow and I'll pay you back." Right? So he says, "Misha ain't lo mizumanim." Someone who has no cash, yilve kesef afilu beribes. But he writes, "Bederech hamuteres." Only in a mutadik way, the lo yikosh will be seribis, kadei shalavato mitzvahs onik Shabbos, but Kadosh Baruch Hu yamtzi lo lifroes chavosa. Kadosh Baruch Hu will pay, borrow, and you know, don't worry, I'll give you the money to pay back. There's a long footnote in Ayin Aleph, and he quotes people, it only works if you have money, if you don't have cash on hand, but you've got property against it, and so on. In any event, he also seems to say that since there's a din, you don't have to go begging for hilkul, you know, for Shabbos food, as opposed, let's say, to near Shabbos, which is different. Anyway, he also seems to say that it's only b'derech heter. So, I don't know, halacha l'maisa, I'm not sure what we would say. Again, you know, the Mishnah Berurah and the later poskim seem to say that the only heter is to borrow in a manner that it's mutter and not even the Rebbe's Rabbanon, but you know, as we saw, that some people disagree, and therefore you just see when it comes to Dvar Mitzvah, how far would you take it? Again, the Shaul Meisher took it and talked about marrying off a daughter, and others talked about the Dakit Shul, talked about publishing Sfarim. You have to look at it, I guess, on a case by case basis.